You're listening to The Word from Westwood, a series of podcasts featuring sermons preached at Westwood United Methodist Church in Los Angeles, California.
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Those were some of Paul's closing statements in his letter to the church in Rome. And these were powerful words to people who were part of a fledgling new religious movement, a movement that at the same time was both embraced and a movement that was derided. These were words crafted for a people whose history was seemingly a never-ending series of highs and lows, wondering where God was as well as celebrating God in their midst. Throughout the history of ancient Israel into that time of Jesus, the concept of hope was something that was constantly before the people. Hope, hope for better times, hope for peace, hope for justice, hope for righteousness to prevail. It is impossible for us to separate hope from the Jewish faith, and by extension, our Christian movement and our Christian faith, which emerged. There has never been a time, friends, when preachers and theologians and writers haven't tackled this subject of hope. So it seems very appropriate as we conclude this series on prayer that we consider how Henry Nouwen brought together hope and prayer. You know, we've been studying Henry Nouwen's book for this series on prayer. And the passage that we read this morning from With Open Hands, while seemingly simple, is deep and it is profound. In fact, I'd ask us now to read it together. So I'm going to invite you to turn back into your worship guide and let us again read this statement from Henry Nouwen. When we live with hope, we do not get tangled up with concerns for how our wishes will be fulfilled. So too our prayers are not directed toward the gift, but toward the one who gives it. Our prayers might still contain just as many desires, but ultimately it is not a question of having a wish come true, but of expressing an unlimited faith in the giver of all good things. You wish that, but you hope in. Any of us who have spent any time in prayer can sympathize with this notion. The hopes of our desires, tempered by the reality in which we live. We hope, but sometimes we wonder if it is too elusive, or perhaps that our hopes have been dashed. It is certainly something that at times can make us feel raw. And that's another reason that our series in prayer has been entitled Raw with God for these last several weeks. We have considered how we might turn our clenched fists into open hands. We've thought about how to really be centered in prayer, it requires silence, the stilling of our souls. We've considered how acceptance and compassion are part of what it means to pray. And today, for our final excursion in Raw with God, the focus is going to be praying in and with hope. There is much for which I hope, and I bet it's the same for you. I have hope for my children that they will find their way in this world and that they will find fulfillment. I have hope for the people I love and care about that they will continue in good health. I have hope for our nation that we will be that beacon of justice and compassion, and that we will be the peacemakers. I have hope that those who govern us will be people who look beyond self-interest, instead focusing on how to build up trust and focus on the greater good. I have hope that our communities of faith will continue to instill principles which move us past our human frailties and our fear and our indecision and our deeply held prejudices, pointing each of us on a better way, being more like Jesus. I have hope. Have there been times when you have hoped? When you have hoped deeply that illness could be overcome, that a relationship could be healed? Have you hoped that the stress at work could be alleviated, or that that much needed job would finally materialize? When we think, friends, about all of these hopes, all of these desires, have they become the fodder for our prayers? Well, it would be a rare follower of Christ who hasn't at one time or another placed these hopes, these yearnings before God in prayer. And we place them before God. And in placing them there, we wonder. We wonder with great anxiety if our prayers will be heard and if our desires will be granted. We all know the stories. We know the stories of people who have prayed diligently, and they have received that for which they pray. We have heard those who ardently believe, if you ask, you shall receive, and that is what they report. We hear of people who say that they have experienced miracles of sorts because of prayers. We hear just enough of these stories to believe it is something which we should do. Yes, we know those stories. But friends, we also know a different set of stories, don't we? Stories where the outcomes were not so clear. Stories where God seemed to be silent. Times when we come to the assumption that God's answer was no, because we didn't see anything change. We have seen illness overcome those who did not deserve it, even though we prayed fervently for them. We see evil and oppression prevail, even when we have prayed it might be otherwise. We pray for justice and fairness to be made manifest in our world, yet all we continue to see is war and greed and leaders who are only concerned about themselves. We probably all have a lot that we would like to add to this list today. And that, my friends, is why prayer is such a difficult subject to approach. Why it makes us sometimes feel so raw. If we are honest, we know that prayer is an extremely complicated subject and concept, at best, for many of us. Even worse, we might feel guilty or unfaithful if we even hint or wonder, why do I even bother? Yes, this is one of those raw places. We know we are to pray. But we may wonder why. Why engage in an activity which seems to sometimes confuse and confound more than it helps? Then we have this suggestion to pray in hope. To pray in hope. What are we supposed to do with that? Pray in hope. Well, fortunately, if we pause and if we stop to breathe and reflect on what Father Nouwen had to say, we can come to the realization that praying in hope really is not what we think it might be. And perhaps it is time for us to live into a different and new understanding of this tool of prayer. A tool we know that Jesus employed and instructed his followers to use, a tool that has been an activity for the faithful generation after generation. So it seems right to ask the question today, especially for those of us who perhaps feel we have been burned by placing faith in prayer. And that's the reason I chose this particular passage we read this morning from Nouwen's book, because it points us in a different direction when it comes to this subject of prayer, praying in hope specifically. Nouwen reminds us that while we might pray our desires, our yearnings, our wishes, this is really not the focus of prayer. The focus, as he said, of our prayer is the one who is the giver of all good things, the God who is generous in supplying those good things of grace and forgiveness. Perhaps a way to look at this might be that praying in hope is not about the laundry list we wish will come to pass. Praying in hope is the acknowledgement and the belief that God is at work in our world. Perhaps praying in hope means that we're called to reorient ourselves so that instead of asking for something, we are instead training ourselves to see where we might find God. Where is God at work? Where might I find God at work so that I can be a part of God's care for each of us and for this world? Praying in hope is looking for God at work. And imagine that, friends. What would it be like if instead of putting ourselves always in that place of asking God for any number of things or any number of solutions, we used prayer to contemplate and to listen and to better prepare ourselves to be able to find those places where God is at work so that we, in turn, can be part of God's work in the world? Sometimes I wonder if our culture, which is so based on acquisition, has caused us to have tunnel vision when it comes to prayer. We have become somewhat seduced by the ask and it shall be given gospel message, that the things have become contorted for us. Could it be that the real reason we have been told to pray is that it is not about focusing on changing things and situations around us, because the real purpose of prayer is to change us? Praying in hope, friends, changes us. Nouwen's approach toward praying in hope, placing our hope in God, would seem quite consistent with this notion of changing ourselves. And maybe it is this concept of God being the giver of all good things. Maybe that's where we get a little messed up, because we interpret the all good things to be the things that you and I want. Perhaps the real gift that God gives us, the real hope, is that we're never alone. We are never alone. And that is a profound gift. God's grace. God's grace is always there. God's love is always there. That's why we gather at this table, because it is a visual reminder of God's ever-present grace and love for us. Friends, praying in hope means we embrace that we are never alone, that God works in and God works through us. Yes, prayer is a difficult, confounding subject. Many times it makes us feel raw with God, and perhaps we will never truly find all the answers for which we seek. But as Henry Nouwen has taught us, we may wish that, But we hope in. We hope in the one who is the beginning and the end, the Alpha, the Omega, the one who has promised to never, never abandon us. Yes, we hope in prayer. Amen.
Westwood United Methodist Church is located at 10497 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, between Westwood Village and Beverly Hills. Sundays are at the heart of this faith community's life, and we invite you to worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. A wide variety of opportunities for all ages are also available every week. To learn more, visit us on the web at www.westwoodumc.org or call the church office at area code 310-474-4511. I'm Janet Hoskins. Westwood United Methodist Church. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God.